Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 29, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. State Roundup. What's next for W. Maryland after FEMA gut punch? DJS says youth assaults against staff soared. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is calling FEMA's decision to deny federal emergency aid to Western Maryland areas hit hard by flooding in May petty, partisan, and punishing. State, federal, and local officials are discussing next steps after the denial. Meanwhile, youth assaults against Department of Juvenile Services employees have soared by 71% over the past 5 years. The agency reported over 700 incidents in that period. Additionally, Maryland electricity users could face up to a 5% increase in costs next summer, except for Baltimore Gas and Electric Co. customers, who may see a decrease in bills. The state is looking to batteries to help with electricity demand, but has faced challenges in getting projects off the ground. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories.
Clearwater Solutions Swainsboro facility earns Georgia Association of Water Professionals Gold Award for third consecutive year. Clearwater Solutions Yam Grandy Water Pollution Control Facility in Swainsboro, GA, has been awarded the Gold Award by the Georgia Association of Water Professionals for the third consecutive year. This prestigious award recognizes the facility's perfect permit compliance throughout the 2024 calendar year. Lead operator Wade Holcomb and plant operations supervisor Will Hutchison have shown exceptional leadership, guiding the team to this achievement. Clearwater Solutions' commitment to quality service and regulatory excellence is evident in their management of Swainsboro's water, wastewater, and public works systems since 2021. Learn more about Clearwater Solutions at their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.